God, my tranquillity. Let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and may there be a lengthening of thy tranquillity. What a precious notion, a lengthening of God's tranquillity. And though other versions translate the word tranquillity as prosperity, God is my tranquillity is the most precious thought in this world of noisy clamour. The dictionary definition of tranquillity is quietness, peace, rest, ease and security. And how deeply the hurting heart desires this grace that God alone can provide. The Lord himself called his own disciples aside when life's pressures pressed in. He called his own dear ones to come apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many comings and goings, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Such peaceful meditation with the Lord himself becomes increasingly difficult as the pressures, problems, and pain of life press in on every side. And we faint. Tensions and trials and temptations test us to the limit of our endurance. But God, through the psalmist, urges, "Be still and know that I am God." For how else can we have ears to hear his still small voice through the shriek of life? How else can we hear his words of instruction or discern his whispers of love? God instructs us to take time each day to quietly meditate upon his word of truth, to quietly consider the things of God and the beauties of his person. We all need to take time to rest a while, to relax in his tranquility and to repose in his arms. We all need to be wise and take time alone with God, leaning on the breast of the Beloved. Drop thy still dews of quietness until all our strivings cease. Take from our soul the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Receiving his tranquillity does not necessitate our removal from life's little tasks. We do not need to don the habit of a monk or clothe ourselves in silence. We do not need to retire to a tiny mountain cave to discover solicitude in the Lord. Life's little duties must continue, and we must occupy until he comes. We must continue to fulfil the trivial daily tasks and the day's common circle. We must be ready to respond to the call for help or the less trivial needs of others, but not at the expense of our time in his presence, or he may withdraw, for nothing is more important than taking time alone with God. Tranquility is a sister of peace, and tranquility kisses the grace of gentleness. It comes not in the strong wind or the earthquake, nor in the volcano or fire, but quietly and peacefully, in a still, small, serene voice of calm. And that great, strong, manly prophet of God, Elijah, hid his face in his mantle, and I am sure that it became wet with his tears of awe and wonder. Let us discover this same sweet lesson that so many have learned before. Let us seek to be outfitted in the translucent garment of tranquillity. Let us recognize that the Holy Spirit alone can gift us with sweet tranquillity. Let there be a lengthening of thy tranquillity within me. I once read about a picture called Tranquillity. It depicted a great and mighty stormy ocean, the angry waves were lashing at the towering rocks. Tranquility appeared the most unlikely choice for such a picture, until the eye slowly rested on one small area in which a little bird was resting. It became suddenly an image of serene tranquility amidst the stormy scene, for that little bird had true confidence hidden in the cleft of the rock.